Hey everyone, welcome to episode 6. So happy Friday, I'm driving on my way to work right now, and it's going to be a very casual episode. I'll be talking about meetings because after work I'm actually meeting a couple of my friends. We're working on this one app, it's going to make travel easier. I mentioned it a little bit before, and kind of relation to episode 5 that I did on Wednesday, talking about like distribution and marketing. You know, we're gonna have a coming soon page up soon. Hopefully this Friday, we'll see. It is Friday, but next Friday. So yeah, we'll see how that goes. I'm excited to get the word out there and start talking about it because it's been really kept under wraps for, you know, past couple months. I've been developing that as well, so it's been going, you know, slowly, but I have been getting progress on it done. So yeah, so I'm talking about meetings today. Again, a very casual episode, not really, you know, I'm not a meeting expert, but Sarah Dietschy actually talked about this on Anchor as well, and how, you know, a lot of things that are done in meetings could just be done through email or Slack, which I completely agree with. I'm used to working remotely, and so that really is the only way to communicate for the most part. I mean, you can do, you know, a conference call, you can do, you know, like video chat, you can do or a call. So there are other ways to try to replicate an in-person meeting, but for the most part, you know, Slack and email is the way to go if you're used to working remotely. Now, I noticed, you know, now that I'm working in a corporate environment, there are a lot of in-person meetings and people kind of expect you to be available in person. You know, if you try to send an email out or chat even, like, you don't even know if that person's going to get back to you. It might take a couple hours a day. Like, that's kind of the norm I noticed when it comes to responding to people. You know, I try to respond as quickly as possible, but even then, you know, it seems much easier, like, to do it in person when you are in an office environment. You know, you kind of just, you know, just go over to their desk and, you know, ask a question or something, as opposed to over a chat. I don't know, I guess it's just different, like, cultures, different company settings. But yeah, it's definitely how I feel about how it's done in corporate environments. You know, everyone prefers in person, and Sarah actually made an interesting point after she got a couple call-ins, and I wish I had all of this saved. I don't, but you know, people said how, you know, not everyone likes their job, so they really take every opportunity possible to make a social interaction, and meetings are a good way to do that. So, you know, even though yes, it could be done over Slack or email, sometimes you just want to, you know, talk with people and, you know, not just be kind of, it's not all about the work. You know, in a corporate environment, you kind of just want to make it as, I guess, not as sociable or as fun as possible. So meetings are kind of that outlet for that. And I find that interesting. I think in some ways it's definitely true. You know, a lot of people do set up meetings for things that are just like very simple, very, you know, could have been done over, you know, a couple of messages back and forth. But it is what it is, and personally, like, I like a good medium, so I don't like it necessarily, you know, like, having worked remotely all this time, I enjoy just talking over Slack and email, but I also noticed that, you know, after having started this job, I actually enjoy, like, talking to people in person. You know, a lot of times I do prefer doing that. And we actually have like an open agile room, and that means we're all kind of sit at the same desk and we just talk back and forth to each other kind of most of the day. You know, it's not always about work. So I think it's really interesting. You know, personally, like, for example, I'm meeting with my friends after work to discuss this app, and you know, we do these maybe every week, every other week, could be even monthly. But I do think it's good, it's important to do in-person meetings here and there, even if you work remotely. So thanks for listening. You know, follow this podcast everywhere. Follow me on Twitter, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.